Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Big Horn Classic, the 21st to the 25th of August, live from Sheridan, Wyoming. Cattle from Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and more will be offered Monday and Tuesday, with other parts of the country featured the rest of the week. The video auction each day will start at 8 a.m. Central Time. For more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Bighorn Classic from Superior Livestock, August 21st through 25th.
Do you know where you are with your money? Your farm business, or is it just running out every month? It's more crucial now than any time with rising interest, drought, and rising input cost. You want to know where your money's really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Well, Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs, FSA programs, and business accounting. Let Farm Data Services work for you. Check them out at farmdataservices.com or 800-579-8164. Well, if you're thinking about planting alfalfa this season, there's a couple of things to consider. I had the opportunity to visit with Alex Rocatelli, an OSU Extension Forage System Specialist, about alfalfa varieties, the upcoming planting season, and what allows alfalfa to thrive this year.
I'm getting lots of questions from our educators in different counties and also straight from some producers on choosing alfalfa varieties, and also some of the management on how to establish a new alfalfa stands. Because last year, with the drought that we have, even on my experimental trials, some of them that were dry land, there was nothing that I could do. I lost some of the stands because the drought was very severe.
While it's hard to say the exact traits that each producer should select for, Rocatelli said that winter survival rate and fall dormancy will be the most critical.
Yes, there are some traits that we need to look at alfalfa to make sure that they will work here for Oklahoma. Make sure that you are getting an alfalfa that has a winter survival rate of 3 and 4, and a fall dormancy between 4 to 6, 4, 5, or 6. So those are two main things that we need to look at it. Also, make sure that if you are new in a location and you don't know the type of pests and diseases that you have in your location that are very common to alfalfa, go to the coffee shop, talk with your county educators, try to learn and try to find an alfalfa variety that are resistant to those diseases and also to those insects. There are lots of varieties there that perhaps they don't offer the highest yield, but they are persistent to those insects and those diseases.
To hear my complete conversation with Alex Rocatelli about alfalfa, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the Cotton Board recently held its 2023 annual meeting in Durham, North Carolina, along with Cotton Incorporated's Board of Directors. During this meeting, board members serving the Cotton Research and Promotion Program reviewed, analyzed, and voted to recommend Cotton Incorporated's 2024 budget of $89 million to the Secretary of Agriculture. During its business session, the Cotton Board elected a new slate of officers to serve one-year terms. That includes our very own Mark Nichols, a cotton producer from Altus, Oklahoma. He's going to be serving as chairman of the board. Mark is the president of Jess Mark Nichols Farms Incorporated and the president of Hess Farms Incorporated, a fourth-generation farm he's managed since 1980 that he farms with his brother-in-law and son-in-law, growing irrigated cotton, wheat, and milo. Nichols commented on his new role, saying, "I am honored to serve as chairman. During the upcoming year, we'll continue to work closely with Cotton Incorporated to ensure our industry is moving forward and leading the way to increase the demand for and profitability of cotton." You've got farm news on Ron. Animal health is key to your business. How do you track cattle health treatments? Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Performance Beef helps you record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Your health data is integrated with feed and financial information in one easy-to-use platform, accessible from your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Find Performance Beef online to request a demo. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.